I want to thank Rav Ari Smith, who's doing a special pre-recording of the shiur. I will be away on Sunday, Mirz Hashem, attending a wedding, but the Tamidim will want to be learning our regular learning, and thanks to Rav Ari, we'll be able to do so. So we're up to the Gemara on Daf Hamad Aleph, the Mishnah. The Mishnah describes the following principle: Mishal Shalom B'mamon Ve'ei Mishal Shalom B'makos. When it comes to the two Edim Zomim, these two witnesses who've borne forth false testimony, and they have to pay Kasher Zomim like they wanted to do to their victim, so to speak. So the monetary amount they wanted to do, let's say they wanted to make him pay $300, they can divide it up accordingly, and each one would pay a portion. When it comes to makot, though, when it comes to the lash that they wanted to give him, if they wanted to give him 39 makot, each one would have to get 39. They cannot divide it between them. How does it work? So the Mishnah actually plays that out. If they say false testimony and their friend was going to have to pay 200 zuz, and it turns out that they are untrue, they split that money between the two of them, or as many there are, in order to get to that payment. But in a circumstance where they said he was supposed to get a certain amount of makot, they do not combined get that total amount of makot. Each one gets their own set of makot. So the Gemara says, Manahani Mili, how do we know this to be true? Amar Abaya Nemar, Rasha Bechaive Malkos, and Amar Rasha Bechaive Nisos. You see the same phrase by calling the individual a Rasha, a wicked person, in the terms of getting makot, in the terms of getting the punishment of death. Bechaive Nisos Bezdin. Malahala and Ein Misala Mechsa. It can't be that two people get half killed. Doesn't make any sense. They have to be complete. Afkan Ein Malkos Mechsa. In a similar vein, makot cannot be in half. That's really more of Xeris Akasiv, Xeris Shava. Rava Amar Be'inon, Kasha Zamam Lasas Lacha Valeka. Rava says, no, you have to do what you wanted to do to your friend, and that wouldn't be the case. I wanted to make my friend get a full set of mako. So if I only get half the mako, that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Vihachi Mama Nama, why don't we say the same thing in terms of the money, and money as well? I wanted my friend to lose 200 zuz. I'm only paying 100, my partner's paying 100. So the Gemara says, Mama mitzdaref, malko lo mitzdaref. Mama, it makes sense to say that it goes together. But malko, how can it go together? At the end of the day, I want him to make him lose $200. And combined, the eight zomim, the two eight zomim, lost $200. But in malko, I want him to feel the pain of 39 makot. If I get half the makot and my partner gets half the makot, neither of us are ever getting the same amount of pain. Therefore, it cannot be mitzdaref. Therefore, each one would have to get the punishment accordingly. Having discussed this idea of Edom Zomim, we've never really gotten to the bottom of what it is and how it works. So now, the Mishnah on Daf Hey, our second Mishnah, gives a little more explanation. Ein Edom Zomim Nasa Zomim Achi Zumu Es Atzman. The Edom Zomim are not found to be declared to be these false witnesses until they themselves have become proven to be false. How does that work? Ketzad. Amru Me'idin Anu B'Ish Ploni Shaharagas HaNefesh. If we testify about person A, that he killed person B. Amr Lahem, Heich Atzem Eidim. How could you, we say to them, how could you testify that? Sharei Nerag, Ze Ahoreg Ze Haya Imanu Oso Hayom B'Makam Ploni Ein El Zomimim. If we have. So Rav Ari and I, he's my only person at the moment, so we'll be the false witnesses. We testify that Reuven killed Shimon in Cleveland on Tuesday. And two other people come and say, what are you talking about? Reuven and Shimon weren't in Cleveland on Tuesday. That is not Edom Zomim. And it may be true that Rav Ari and I are telling a falsehood, only there's, of course, theoretical vein, nothing we'd ever do in real life. But in that circumstance, it could be true that we're not telling the truth, but that's not considered Edom Zomim, because we testified something happened, to Edom is testifying that it didn't happen. What does it mean? Aval, Amr Lahem, Heich Atami Idim, Shere Atamayitim Imanu, Osayom Bemakam Ploni, Hare Luzomim Ben Araganapim. What is an Eid Zomim? When the actual Edom themselves' credibility is being questioned. When the two Edom say, Rabbi Blau and Ari, how can you testify this happened in Cleveland on Tuesday? On Tuesday at that same time, we know the two of you were in Columbus. You weren't there. You were at a baseball tournament. You weren't there. How could you have seen it? So then it's our own internal credibility is being questioned. That's what's called an Eid Zomim, and we'd get the punishment. Even if you have pairs and pairs and pairs that come, 100 pairs of people testify about something, and one pair of Eidim say about all of these other groups, none of you were there, you were all with us in another location. They all could become mzelmim, and they could all be killed, which is a wild concept. Yehuda Amar, is this a zizu? Yehuda said, that's already fishy. 100 pairs of Edom say that Reuben killed Shimon in Cleveland, and one other pair of Edom say that all those pairs were in Columbus. Something doesn't seem right. We killed the first group and the rest are not. And the Gemara will explain, though not today, the Gemara will explain sort of manavshach. If something is fishy, then no one should be punished. And if we believe the second pair of Edom, then everyone should be punished. But we'll get to that. So now the Gemara says, how do I know this is the way Edom Zomim work? The other type of Edus is what's known as Edi HaChasha. When the first pair and the second pair contradict about what happened, then we say they cancel each other out. When the second pair say that the first pair is lying because they couldn't have been there, that's an Eid Zomim. How do we know that? So the Gemara says, Manani, Mili Amar of Adda, the Amar Kra, Vinei Eid Sheker Ha'Eid, Sheker, Ana. So we say, it talks about the Eid Sheker Ha'Eid Sheker, Ana, Acha Tishkar, Gufa Shel Eidus. The Sheker is the very nature of the testimony itself. The Eidim themselves are being dishonest because they couldn't have seen it. A similar drasha, but from a different pasuk, that the testimony itself, the edus, has been perverted. The actual edus itself, the edim themselves, are called into question. Not that we're disagreeing. First pair said A happened, and the second pair says B happened. No. Here, the second pair of edus saying, we have no idea what really happened, but we know you are liars because you weren't there. Says the Gemara. The Gemara now amplifies this case with some wild, amazing cases. Amar Rav, Vabao Shnaim, Amar B'Mizrach, Bira Harik, Ploni Yasa Nefesh. Vabao Shnaim, Amar B'Alo B'Mar of Bizra, Imanu Ha'itzem. We have a circumstance where two people claim that they were at one end of the street and they saw something happen on the Mizrach side. And the other pair says, how could that be? You were with us on the Maariv side, the other opposite direction. Chazina, ikedekaybi b'Maariv bira, mechsi chazu l'mizrach bira, ein elazomim. If it's still possible, admittedly, we are one end of Wendover to the other end of Wendover. Can you still see from that far distance? Then they are not zomim, they are not false witnesses. Imlav for elazomim, but if it's such a far distance as it actually is, from the two sides of Wendover. If you're saying you're from Halcyon and I'm all the way at Green Road, there's no way I could have really seen it, then we are indeed considered Zomim. So the Gemara says, Pshita, maybe that's obvious, of course. If you can't see it, you can't see it. So the Gemara says, Ma'o de tema lechesh l'nuhira bira, kamash malan. So the Gemara says, maybe you should suspect that he has an unbelievable eyesight. They're really good. They're like, they have special vision. Maybe they have unbelievable vision, so they can see even a far distance. Kamashma, we don't say that. You work with a normative practice. Amar, Vama Rava, similar vein. Bo Shnaim, Amru, Besura, Besafra, Bechad, Beshapta, Harik, Ploni, Esen, Efesh. Ubo Shnaim, Amru, Bepanya, Bechad, Shapta, Yimanu, Yisim, Ben Ardoi. Of a similar circumstance, people claim that an event happened in the evening in one location, and the other Edom come and say, how is that possible? In the morning, we saw you in a different city. So the Gemara says, depends. Chazinon, imitzaf alapanya, mati azi, misur lenahardai, lahavi zomim. If it's possible to get from location A to B, from morning to night, then it's possible it happened. It's true. We claimed it happened at night in Cincinnati. And we know that you were somewhere else in the morning in Cleveland. Could you have gotten to Cleveland and Cincinnati by the afternoon, by the evening? Probably yes. Then we're not zomimim. Ilav, havi zomim. If the location is too far, then we are liars. We made him zomim. So the Gemara said, Pshita, it's obvious. Makes sense, right? If you couldn't have gotten there, then you're liars. If you could have gotten there, you're not. Again, to the Gemara says, Ma'o de tema, lechush lagama parcha. Maybe you'll say it's a flying camel. What does it mean, a flying camel? That the people went really fast. Maybe we have to assume that they had an amazing, clear traffic. Everything went smoothly. Kamash Malan. No, no. You do what's normative. Again, the same rules apply. Now the Gemara expands a little more. And the Gemara comes up with a interesting scenario. Amar Rabba. Bo Shnaim Amar Becha Bishapta Harik Ploni Esen Nefesh. Two people come and testify that on Sunday, one Reuven killed Shimon. Ubo Shnaim V'Amru Imanu Yisim Bechad B'Shapta. Ela betray B'Shapta Harik Ploni Esen Nefesh. Two people came and say, no. On Sunday, you were with us at the football game. On Monday, you're right. Reuven killed Shimon on Monday. Below Ode, Afilu Amru B'Erev Shabbos Harik Ploni Esen Nefesh Ne'eragin. Even if they say, you know what? You lied about Sunday, but it really happened on Friday. In all those cases, says the Gemara, Ne'eragin. The beidna de komesade gava labar katalu. Here's the novel idea. So the Gemara says, in this circumstance, the whole to be in a zomein, what matters is when we walked into Beis Din, were we telling the truth or not? What would have happened without our testimony? Says the Gemara, if we walk in, if Ari and I walk in and say Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday, and then the other Edom come and prove that we weren't there, we couldn't have seen it, even if the other Edom are going to claim that it really happened, and it really happened earlier, it doesn't matter. When Ari and I walked into Beis Din and gave our testimony, was there any proof that this had happened? Nothing at all. So regardless of whether it really happened or not, since we said a testimony that was not true about Reuven, our testimony on its face wasn't true, even if the reality was that it had happened, we are guilty of the offense of Edom Zomim, and we get punished. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malan tanina." So the Gemara says, "What's the chiddush? We know that." So the Gemara says, "Lefikach nimtus achmi and zomos hu vehein erug and veshniya petura." So the Gemara said, "Isn't that obvious? We say if it turns out that someone becomes proven to be false, even if it turns out that the person still gets killed, the Edom Zomim gets a punishment because of what he did." So the Gemara says, "Seifa, Masha Ein Kein Begmar Din Itzchukale." The Chiddush is what happens in the Seifa case. What's the case in the Seifa? The Seifa case is similar, but one critical component. Bo Shnayim Amar Bachad Shapta Nigmar Dina Shel Ploni. When Ari and I walk into Beis Din, we're not claiming that Reuven killed Shimon. We're claiming that Reuven killed Shimon, and we were at the court case where Reuven was found guilty. Two other Edom come and say, no, you couldn't have been at that court case, that Beis Din case in Cleveland, because on that day you were somewhere else. Ela be'erev Shabbos nigmar dino shel Ploni. No, Ploni was found guilty in Beis Din, but it was on Friday. Velo od. Ela filo amr betrei b'shabti nigmar dino shel Ploni. Ein elu ne'erugin. He said, even if we said it didn't happen on Sunday, it really happened on Monday, both those cases, we are not Edom Zomim. Why? Why not? We lied, right? We said it happened on Sunday, and the real psak of Beis Din was either Friday or Monday. It doesn't matter. Because either way, when we walked into Beis Din, we were describing events that had already happened, and it was true that before we walked into Beis Din, he was found guilty, and he already had a punishment of death upon him. So we were not saying something, we were not going to generate a punishment that was untrue. He had already been found guilty in Beis Din. And that's what he said, that's why it's different. The same is true when it's fined, it's not just a question of Misa. And the Gemara plays this out. Two Edom come and say that on Sunday, a person stole an animal and either slaughtered it or sold it, which has an additional punishment called Dalad Vehei. Learn this, Rabari. Additional punishment that when a person steals, normally they have to pay the value of the animal they stole. If they're caught, they have to pay kaf, they have to pay double. But if they took said animal and they slaughtered it or sold it, they pay four and five times. So says the Gemara, two Edom come and say that an individual on Sunday stole a cow and sold it or shechted it. Ubo shnayim v'amr b'chad v'shapti manu yitzem. And two other people say, that didn't happen on Sunday. You were with us. You couldn't have seen that. The event you're describing really happened on Monday. Ela b'trei b'shapti gun of tavach u'machar. Mishalman, they have to pay that whole fine. Velo od. Moreover, elafilo amru be'erev Shabbos ganav tavach u'machar mishalman. Even if the second pair of Edom say that the theft and the sale all happened on Friday before you claimed, it doesn't matter. To be inna komasdi gavra labrata shluminhu. In either circumstance, the bottom line is when the Edom walked into Beis Din, there was no chiyuv that existed. They were creating a chiyuv based on a falsehood. Therefore, they're Edom Zomim. However, Bo Shnayim Amr Becha B'Shapta Ganav V'Tavach U'Magar Vin Nigmar Dino. If Edom come and say, yes, on Sunday, the person, not only did he steal and shecht, but he was found guilty, and the Beis Din said he had to pay. Ubo Shnayim Amr Becha B'Shapta Imanu Ha'itam Ela Be'erev Shabbos Ganav V'Tavach U'Magar Vin Nigmar Dino. The second Edom come and say, no, that day on Sunday, you were not in the court in Cleveland. You were with us somewhere else. But that the event you described did happen on Monday. V'lo od elafila omer bechad b'shapta gadav etavu kamacho betray b'shapta nigmar dino ein mishalmin to be in the komaz de gava bar tashluminu. Even in instance, no matter when they say it really happened, it's true that we lied. But objectively, the Chiyav existed before we walked into Beis Din, and therefore we are not Edom Zomim, and we would not have to pay that additional fine. Exactly.